As a cardiologist, I always feel that creating awareness is one of the prime responsibilities of a doctor. So friends, in this episode of podcast, I'll be talking about atrial fibrillation, the causes, symptoms and the treatment. So let's start. Atrial fibrillation, also known as AFib, is a condition due to quickening or irregular fast heartbeats, that is arrhythmia, that can lead to blood clots, stroke, heart failure and other heart-related issues. What leads to AFib is that normally the heart's upper chamber, atria, beat unevenly and irregularly, out of sync with the lower chambers, that is ventricles. Every heartbeat begins at the top and travels down. With AFib, the heart may not pump all the blood from the atria to the ventricles, leading to improper blood flow causing irregular rhythm. What causes heart atrial fibrillation? AFib can occur at any age. It's more common among the elderly. The some of the possible causes of AFib are coronary artery disease, previous heart attack, lung diseases, heart valve problems, sleep apnea, physical stress due to surgery, pneumonia or other illnesses, obesity, heavy alcohol consumption, hypertension, hyperthyroidism, etc. Symptoms. People with AFib do not notice any symptoms, but some may have symptoms and signs such as palpitations in the chest, dizziness or lightheadedness, fatigue, chest pain or shortness of breath. The diagnosis of AFib. The test this includes is EKG, which is the most common test done to diagnose atrial fibrillation. It's a painless and quick examination which helps in diagnosing this arrhythmia. The blood tests are done to find the potential causes for AFib, like hyperthyroidism, blood clots, kidney-related issues, anemia and liver problems. The other tests which are done are Holter monitoring. This is a continuous EKG recording done for 24 to 72 hours, and this will be advised by the doctor, because if the doctor is suspecting an AFib in any person who had a stroke, then the Holter monitor is done to find out this rhythm, because if not treated well, the patients can have recurrent stroke. As AFib is not consistent, it may come and disappear on and off, and thus Holter monitoring is one which will help in detecting AFib. The other test is echocardiogram, which will be done to detect the heart problems like mitral stenosis, aortic valve disease, hypertrophic cardiomyopathies and other valvular heart diseases. AFib is a dangerous condition, but numerous tests can confirm the diagnosis and assist in determining the cause and associated complications. Once AFib has been recognized by a specialist, medications can help fix it. Treatment. Now, your symptoms and your underlying condition decide the treatment for the irregular heartbeat. Doctor personalizing in the AFib therapy so that the most appropriate treatment for the person's age and lifestyle, heart health and overall health. Some patients may only require drugs to maintain their cardiac rhythm, while others may require cardioversion, electrophysiological studies with radio frequency ablation, and sometimes a combination of treatments will be required. A healthy lifestyle can lower the risk of heart disease and potentially avoid atrial fibrillation. The primary lifestyle modifications are not smoking, eating a heart healthy diet, which includes plant-based food, fruits and vegetables, and low in saturated fats. Maintain a healthy weight and engage in regular exercise. So that's all for the day. Hope you have got all the information for atrial fibrillation. It's me, Dr. Amit Oswal, signing off. Thank you.